You're tuned into Technicast, a podcast by Technica Editorial Services for scholarly publishers, authors, and researchers. Your source for industry news, best practices, and interviews. On April 8th, Springer Nature, the academic publisher, announced it was committing to the Open Access Initiative Plan S. Now, this is kind of big industry news, given how well-respected and influential Springer Nature is within the industry. So it's a notable announcement. And regarding Plan S, maybe you've heard of it. How could you not if you've been paying attention to scholarly publishing? It's been a pretty hot-button topic for well over a year at this point. But if you haven't, you're in luck. That's going to be the topic of today's podcast. My name is Nathan Taylor. I'm a staff editor here at Technica Editorial Services, and I'm going to be your host for today. That being said, let's just dig right in. Since its rollout in the fall of 2018, Plan S, standing for Plan Shock or Plan Science, has been a hot topic in the world of scholarly publishing. And in this podcast today, we're going to try to cut through the weeds a little bit and outline what's at stake surrounding Plan S, a sort of primer on the issues surrounding the rollout of the plan and some of the moving parts contained therein. So let's start with just kind of a general lay of the land of Plan S. It's an open access publishing initiative launched by Science Europe in September of 2018 to make research that is supported by Coalition S funders fully and immediately open access. But its primary objective, and I'm going to quote directly here, it's a little lengthy, so bear with me, but its primary objective is that, quote, all scholarly publications on the results from research funded by public or private grants provided by national, regional, and international research councils and funding bodies must be published in open access journals on open access platforms or made immediately available through open access repositories without embargo, end quote. So basically, just to summarize that, it's calling on all research that is done through public or private grants that are part of the Plan S initiative, that all that research has to be published in open access forms, meaning that it can be readily accessible to any audience. So its primary guiding principles, which have been significantly revised and softened since the initial rollout, are number one, that authors maintain copyright rather than publishers. And this is ideally accomplished through a Creative Commons attribution license, which basically means that any author or any publisher can publish research as long as they attribute the original author. Number two, that publication fees should be covered by the funders, not individual researchers. Number three, that article processing costs must be transparent and maybe capped at a future date. Number four, that hybrid models are not supported, but they may be utilized as a transitional pathway towards full open access. So this means that there needs to be full open access to be Plan S compliant. And then lastly, number five, that funding will be based on the merit of the work and will not consider publication channel. So this kind of flies in the face of a lot of emphasis on impact factor and things like that. So who is this nebulous group, Science Europe, that initiated Plan S? It's basically a coalition of national and charitable research funders. Notable funders include the Academy of Finland, Science Federation of Ireland, the UK Research and Innovation Council, the Netherlands Organization for Scientific Research, and then two larger ones on the global scale, the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Initially, the plan was supposed to go into effect at the beginning of 2020, But it's been pushed back now until January 1st, 2021, due to pushback from publishers, researchers, and some funders, actually. So while Coalition S is primarily Eurocentric, Plan S affects publishers globally if they want to publish research funded by members of Coalition S. So right now, that's the vast majority of European research. In the U.S., there is an as-yet-not-enacted executive order that would require federally funded research to be accessible without an embargo through open access platforms. But this has currently received a lot of pushback from the American publishing community, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who view it as a governmental overreach into an otherwise functional private marketplace. So obviously Plan S poses quite a shakeup to the world of academic publishing, and many questions remain as to how open access will be accomplished, but three primary routes are kind of established at this point. One is to publish in already existing open access venues and journals. Two is to publish in already existing subscription-based journals as long as the article is also submitted to an open access repository. And then thirdly, there's an option for publishers to transition out of subscription-based venues to full open access via what Plan S is calling transformative agreements. I think I mentioned that previously. But this is basically where funds previously spent for subscriptions by libraries, et cetera, are repurposed to cover the costs associated with open access publishing. And there's two primary methods that this can occur by. One is read and publish, where a single fee is paid to cover costs of reading paywalled research. And secondly, publish and read, where publishers receive payment from institutions for the cost of publishing articles, and all articles can be read at no additional cost. So now that we've kind of established a little bit of an overview of what's entailed in Plan S, let's go over a few of the pros and cons that are kind of being talked about with its rollout. As you can imagine, Plan S represents quite a big shift in the status quo of scholarly publishing, away from paywalls and embargoes and towards full open access. So one of the positive things is that in the abstract, open access is great. Almost everyone is on board with the larger goals of Plan S. So things like, you know, the democratization of knowledge, full accessibility to research regardless of funds, status, or region. And then also it prevents, you know, big publishers from dictating their fees and costs with zero accountability because it requires transparency on the part of publishers for their article processing costs. And then let's talk about the cons a little bit as well. And there are quite a few more cons than the pros. First of all, there's many unanswered questions regarding financial feasibility. How can editorial and publishing standards maintain high quality levels without subscription-based embargoes? And this is kind of an unanswered question that is still being, you know, worked out in the nitty-gritty rollout of Plan S. Secondly, and this is a big one, it curtails author freedom to publish wherever they decide is the best venue for their work, because it requires authors to publish in open access journals. So authors, you know, don't really see the problem that Plan S is trying to address. As far as they're concerned, they're primarily concerned with funding. Where's my funding coming from? So usually most researchers don't have a problem with access. But again, you know, perhaps there needs to be a bit of a pushback here to lead towards change. Many established researchers that hold sway over publishing don't have a vested interest in opening up access because they're already on the inside of the ivory tower and the pipelines of funding and things like that. So this is not so true for researchers outside of the funding pipeline that deserve access to scientific knowledge as well. And this is particularly true of researchers coming from less developed countries and regions. Thirdly, it's politically fraught as much as it's logistically fraught, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, issues about, you know, how standards are going to be maintained and how it's financially feasible, et cetera. But it also represents just an upending of how publishing has worked for decades, you know, with funders or in some cases authors paying for production costs rather than these costs being defrayed by embargo-based subscriptions to journals and scholarly societies. You know, currently there are very few high-quality open-access journals and venues that demonstrate sustainable business practices and high-quality editorial work. But this is definitely changing, but incrementally. Moving on, another big con is that predatory publishers can feast on content published with Creative Commons licensees that make the content free to reuse, even commercially, where only the author must be attributed. So Plan S does not allow licenses which restrict commercial use, meaning that any publisher can collect an author's work and publish it and sell it or on Amazon or any other CD venue, and authors won't get any say or profit from their work. This already happens with Wikipedia articles, for instance. And then lastly, a big problem that people are seeing on the horizon is that good science can often be used in a bad or an anti-science context. So that more open research that doesn't allow authors or publishers to say no to its use means that more anti-science groups could spread misinformation by misappropriating or cherry-picking scientific findings that bolster their dubious claims. So, for example, you know, climate change denialists, anti-vaxxers, or even, you know, flat earthers or something like that could potentially use scientific research for their, you know, anti-scientific ends just by cherry-picking, outlying, you know, data sets or, you know, whatever. In conclusion, I hope we've answered the question, what's at stake here? Plan S really does represent an upending of the status quo, and it's definitely something to keep our eyes on. One thing to keep in mind is that the first rollout of Plan S seemed extremely catastrophic to the industry. Many were up in arms, and rightly so, but now that cooler heads have prevailed and you know, Science Europe has been pretty soft in terms of pushing deadlines and working with publishers, the overall goals of Plan S seem to be a bit more tenable compared to initial worries. Furthermore, Plan S is constantly changing, so it's important for us to keep abreast of what's going on. You can find a list of sources we used in compiling the information in this podcast appended to the post on our website, technicaeditorial.com. Hopefully this has been helpful. I would love any feedback. You're welcome to comment on our Twitter or Facebook pages with any questions that you might have. Once again, you've been listening to Technicast, a podcast by Technica Editorial Services for scholarly publishers, authors, and researchers. Thanks for tuning in. Ta-ta for now.